We welcome all of you to Guardian Angels for this Christmas Mass. All our parishioners and guests, very happy to have you join us on this glorious night. And on behalf of Father Fernandez, our two deacons, Bob Fay and Rick Novick, our seminarian intern, Mr. Sean Wilson, and myself, we wish all of you a most blessed and joyous Christmas and Christmas season. For over a month now, the familiar, joyous sounds of Christmas carols have been playing in stores, shopping malls, and over the airwaves, all in an effort to put us in the Christmas spirit and perhaps a few bucks in the till. Some of these carols are filled with whimsy and fun, such as Frosty the Snowman. Other carols, such as I'll Be Home for Christmas and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, are more heartwarming and filled with a more spiritual message. Christmas carols revive memories of Christmases past and family traditions, creating comfort and joy, warmth and happiness, while sometimes also giving us something that touches us on a deeper level. As these carols lift up our spirits, they help us to prepare ourselves to open our hearts to the wondrous mystery that we celebrate at every Christmas. Today's Mass invites us to move beyond the sentiments of having yourself a merry little Christmas and to believe. To believe in the wondrous event, the glorious birth of the long-awaited Savior and Messiah foretold by the prophets. To embrace the person who is the true reason for the season, Jesus Christ the Lord. Our gospel reading speaks powerfully and beautifully of our Savior's birth and its significance for all humanity. Luke proclaims that the Son of God, through whom all things were created, the world's true light, became flesh, became one of us for the sake of our salvation. So what do we do? What do we need to do on this night and throughout the Christmas season to transform our hearts as Mary and Joseph's hearts were transformed, the shepherds' hearts and lives changed? Like Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, let us open ourselves through faith to the wonder and splendor of Jesus' birth by pondering Christ's nativity and allowing this extraordinary gift of God's love to speak to us in our hearts. My sisters and brothers, God loves us so much that he sent his only Son, the greatest gift ever given, a gift given to each of us. Thus, every Christmas offers us the opportunity to celebrate God's love anew, inviting us to open our hearts more fully to this amazing gift of love found wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger in Bethlehem. The more we open our hearts, the more fully Jesus will come into our hearts and change us, transforming us so that little by little, each and every one of us may be better able to share the love, the wondrous gift of love that God has given us this day. In a nutshell, Christmas is all about love. First and foremost, about the one who is love, God himself. His love and our response to the gift of his love is what Christmas is all about. My friends, may we open our hearts to God's love and share this awesome gift with one another around our Christmas trees, our dining tables, and around everywhere we go. And in so doing, we will ensure that we will have both a blessed and merry Christmas and Christmas season, for we have opened ourselves to the love of the Lord and welcomed that love into our hearts and into our homes. Again, we wish all of you a most blessed and joyous Christmas.